said to him, the swineherd, the overseer, "Well, stranger, I will plainly tell you all. Laertes is still living, but ever prays to Zeus to let life leave his limbs here at his home, for he mourns exceedingly his absent son, and the early wedded trusty wife, whose death distressed him sorely, and brought him into premature old age. In sorrow for her famous son, she pined away a piteous death. May none die so who dwells with me, who is my friend and does me kindness. While still she lived, much as she suffered, pleasant it was to ask for her and make inquiries. For it was she who brought me up with long-robed Timony, her stately daughter, the youngest child she bore. With her I was brought up, and I was honored little less. Then, when we reached together the longed-for days of youth, they sent Timony to Sema, and obtained large wedding gifts, while me, my lady dressed in coat and tunic, goodly garments, and giving sandals for my feet, she sent me to the farm. Yet in her heart she loved me more and more. Now all that love I lack, though the good gods bless all I undertake. By work I get my meat and drink and give to the deserving, but from the queen I cannot win one cheering word or deed. Trouble has fallen on the house through overbearing men. Yet servants long to speak with their mistress face to face, from her to learn of all, with her to eat and drink, and then take something also to the fields. Such things warm servants' hearts. Then answering, said wise Odysseus, "Swineherd Eumaeus, certainly when you were small you must have wandered far from home and kindred. Tell me about it. Tell me plainly, too. Was the wide-wayed city of your people sacked, the city where your father and honored mother dwelt? Or, when you were alone among your sheep and cattle, did foemen take you on their ships and bring you overseas to the palace of a man who paid a proper price?" Then said to him the swineherd, the overseer, "Stranger, since now you ask of this and question me, quietly listen. Take your ease and sit and drink your wine. These nights are vastly long. There's time enough to sleep and time to cheer ourselves with hearing stories. You must not go to bed till bedtime. Too much sleeping harms. As for the others here, if anybody's heart and liking bids, let him go off and sleep. Then early in the morning, after eating, let him attend his master's swine. But let us drink and feast within the lodge, and please ourselves with telling one another tales of piteous ill. For afterwards a man finds pleasure in his pains when he has suffered long and wandered long. So I will tell you what you ask and seek to know. There's an island, Syria, it is called. You may have heard its name, above Ortygia, where the sun's course turns. Not very thickly settled. Good, however, with excellent flocks and herds and full of corn and wine. Into this land dearth never comes, nor any foul disease attacks unhappy men. But when the families throughout the town grow old, Apollo and Artemis come with silver bow and slay them with their gentle arrows. Here are two towns, and all the land is shared between them. Over them both my father ruled, Theseus, son of Orminus, a man like the immortals.